Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell. I hope you're having a great day, and I hope you've had smiles and joy, and you've laughed, and I hope you've made your loved one with dementia laugh. If you haven't, pull up some funny videos and show those videos to them. Pull up some Andy Griffith episodes and watch that with your people. I'm going to tell you, I pulled up an Andy Griffith the other day. It just popped up, and I thought, I'm going to watch this. And my husband said, we need to go. We're going to be late. I said, I have got to finish watching Andy and Barney. I mean, it's just got to happen. It's such a good show. Well, today I want to talk to you about what to do when you need to get your loved one to go somewhere and they don't want to go. Specifically in this episode, we're going to talk about going to the doctor. Now, you may tell your loved one, you know, next month you're going to go see Dr. Smith and going to talk to him about your brain, or we're going to talk to him about your stomach, or we're just going to go see Dr. Smith. We're not even going to mention the reason why. And they'll say, okay, that's fine. And you may mention it a week later. Okay, that's fine. You may mention it the day before, and okay, that's fine. They've agreed to it. They've not remembered any of it, right? But when it comes time to go, they won't leave. They will not get out of their chair and get in the car. And it's a problem. So then we never get our loved ones to the doctor, for whatever reason that they might need to go. And I mean, you know, the list of needs that you might need to go to the doctor are quite long. So what do? Well, first of all, you don't tell them where you're going. They don't need to know that. And I would not even start announcing it a week before, or 5 days before, or 4 days, 2 days, the day before, the morning of. No, just don't talk about it until you come in and you go, gosh, honey, let's go get ice cream. Something you know they want to do. I'm thinking right now about my little granddaughter who, her favorite thing is to go to Target. So maybe you say, let's go to Target, you know, and be prepared to buy something when you're there. But something that's going to entice them to get in the car. That's my point, whatever that looks like for you. And you know, I am against sugar. We don't put sugar in our body, and I don't do dairy. But if it takes ice cream to get your person in the car to go to an important appointment, and I'm going to cut you some slack there. So you get them in the car, and then you go do what you told them you were going to do, because we're not liars. We're going to get them some ice cream, and then while they're eating, you get back in the car, and they think they're going home, and you go wherever it is you needed to go. So we get to the doctor's office. It's Dr. Smith's office, and you pull up in there, and I'm not going in there. I am not seeing the doctor. And you're like, okay, Carol taught me about therapeutic fibbing, and this is where I say what I have to say to help my person. Now, we're not lying. Lying is something against someone. This is for them. And so you say, oh, gosh, babe, I know. I've got to go in here and fill out paperwork for me. Come in with me. I'd rather you come with me. It's just too hot to sit out here anyway. And I like it, having your cute little self with me. So come on. Let's go in there and get my paperwork done. That's what I got to do. And you get them seated and you say, I'm here to do the paperwork for my wife. And when it is time for her to be called back for her appointment, do not call her name. Do not. You call my name and you give them your name. Now, you might also want to slip a little piece of paper to them that says, please give this to the physician. And that paper says, my wife has dementia. She is not happy to be here. She does not know why she's here. Please conduct this appointment in a way that she'll think you are talking to me. And that would be a good help for the doctor. So you go and you sit down, you fill out this pretend paperwork. You can make that, you can fake it well enough. And then you wait for them to call your name. And you say, honey, come on, we got to go back. The doctor wants to see me about my paperwork. Well, okay, that's not scary at all. And she goes back with you and sits down, and hopefully that doctor's appointment can be conducted. Now, getting her in the car to go home is probably not going to be a problem. She might be mad at you. She might be. That's the chance you take. But what you're going to do is get in the car and put on the music that you know she likes, whatever that is. If you can't get it on your radio in your car, or you don't have some way to play it, get it on your phone and hook your phone into your system in your car, or just play it in the car. You know, if you've got an older car where it doesn't connect, that's okay too. And play the music they know they like and start singing that just so happy to the top of your lungs. New York, New York. Or let me call you sweetheart. Whatever. You do that to get their mind off of what just happened that they're still irked at you about onto something else. And then you can take that conversation to, hey, babe, when we get home, what should we have for supper? I was kind of thinking I would like to have spaghetti. What do you think? Start talking about food. Taking their mind away from what they don't like, putting their mind on something they do like, and getting them to accomplish a goal without giving them all the information they don't need it. It's just going to make them a little bit agitated or a lot agitated, and that's going to irritate you, and they're going to know you're irritated. It's a whole ball of wax you need to avoid. I hope that's a tip that helps you. It's an easy tip. Give it a try. It is worth a try. So go to our website, letstalkdementia.org. It's a brand new website, and it's really pretty, and I'm very proud of it. You can go to the donation link, and if you would consider making a recurring donation. Do you know that word is recurring and not reoccurring? I don't understand that. I discovered it the other day, and I've been saying it wrong for years. But if you would consider making a recurring monthly donation to help pay the bills, that's it. You know, those bills come due every month. They just do. It stinks, doesn't it? But if you could do that, that would help. It takes about 30, 45 seconds to process it. It's just so simple. Thank you for what you do for your people. Keep doing the right things. Keep smiling. Keep having hope and moving forward. Blessings and smiles. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.